Oakland has become a sort of test kitchen for charter schools. One of the first in the state opened in Oakland in 1993, and in the past decade or so, the district has gone from having three charters to 33 today. But there are challenges in welcoming charter schools to the city, and it has been a contentious issue in Oakland.
When we talk about charter schools, they really force us to talk about a few big areas that I think are always contentious, not only in education, but in society. They're about economics, they're about funding, they're about power, they're about laborers and unions, and they're about our most disadvantaged youth.
That's Ingrid Sayre-Ochi, director of the Center for Urban Schools and Partnerships at Mills College. I sat down to talk with her about this issue, and she says the controversy is often fueled by misconceptions, like that charter schools are private.
So they're public schools, but they're funded in different ways, and their staff are paid in different ways as well, and they have a different relationship to the normal public school systems, in this case, Oakland Unified School District. So the number one misunderstanding, that charter schools are private. And also another misunderstanding is that all charter schools are similar, and they're very, very different. We have charter schools that come up really from community organizing, very grassroots type programs. We have some that are part of larger charter operators. I think KIPP, the Knowledge is Power program, is probably the most well-known of that.
And one of the controversies around charter schools is the idea that you're privatizing public education. Why is that a criticism?
Well, I think that charter schools are contentious. Really, I think the number one reason is they get at a lot of economic questions, how schools are funded, and also how we see public education. Do we see it as a public good, or do we see public education a little more as a market where you have lots of competing schools competing for students, where you have ideas that in a marketplace of the provision of education, you're going to have new ideas, and those ideas will flow. So it's not just how we fund, it's how we actually really conceptualize this kind of marketplace of education. And I think when people think of marketplaces, they think of privatization.
And one of the questions with Learning Without Limits, I know that one of the board members brought this up, was the idea that charter schools are actually sucking money out of the public school system. Can you explain what that criticism is?
They're not actually sucking money out of the school system. Charter schools get a certain amount of money per student that's at the same level that the average school in the public traditional system would get. I think, however, if we look at Learning Without Limits and a number of other schools, Ascend being another one, were requesting charters at the very same time that the school district was considering a number of very contentious school closures. So there's really a sense often that schools are closing and yet charters are growing. Money is being taken away from the schools that are closing, and money is going into the schools that are becoming charters.
And why are there so many charter schools in a city like Oakland?
I think there's a couple reasons for that. Oakland has been an area that has been very well funded traditionally around a few big reform efforts. The Gates Foundation funded the small schools movement quite actively, and we see a lot of charters emerging out of that small schools movement. I think also because Oakland, like many urban districts, is struggling to figure out how do we serve all of our students equally and fairly. And Oakland has really struggled to serve the most disadvantaged. A lot of very poor, low-income, African-American, Latino, and Asian students are really struggling in our schools. And charters are one way of attempting to serve those students better.
And a criticism about charters comes from the Civil Rights Project at the University of California, Los Angeles. UCLA wrote a report saying, choice without equity, charter school segregation, and the need for civil rights standards. And they were arguing that charter schools actually were more segregated than traditional public schools.
Yes, almost all of the reports that are coming out are that charters are amongst the most segregated schools. Now, there's a couple reasons for this. I do think it's very problematic that they're so segregated, but in some ways, many charters come forward saying, we want to serve the most needy students. We want to serve all first-generation college-going students, so students who come from families where no one in their family has attended college. Well, if you use those kind of goals as ways that you recruit students, then you're going to have schools that are full of students where none of the parents have attended college or where all of the students are low income.
Well, and that's another criticism that I've heard about charter schools is that they are self-selecting in that the active parents are going to be more likely to find a charter school option, and that way you're draining away from some of the traditional public schools active parents who might be very involved in public education.
Yes, I think that critique does resonate for some charters, but I think for a lot of them it doesn't. So I think it really depends on the kind of charter school. I think with some of the schools that are operated more by the larger charter operators, I think that's a little bit more of a compelling argument. I think for some of the smaller, very community-based charters that we see, I think that's like Arise High School, for example, I think that's a less compelling critique. So again, depending on the type of charter school we're talking about, some of these critiques I think are very concerning and really far more valid, and for some charter schools, less so. And this gets back at this question of really understanding that there's a wide range of charter schools and that we have to understand each charter school on its own merits and then with particular critiques depending on the school we're talking about.
That's another thing that I'm kind of unclear about with regard to charter schools is that, like you say, there's this vast constellation of types of charter schools and the way that they're run is very different, and the oversight is also often kind of it's not clear to me how all of that works. Is it standardized? I mean, all this is happening at the same time that we're standardizing testing and curriculum in public schools.
Right. Well, oversight isn't standardized in a few key ways. One, you can get a charter from either a local district, from a county, or from the state. So if for example, if Learning Without Limits had not gotten an Oakland Unified School District charter, they could have appealed first to the county and then to the state. So you have different ways of accountability. And also, very, very few charters are unionized. And this has been one of those major areas of contention. We know that unions do provide a lot of oversight, particularly in terms of teachers' work. And so in terms of that question, I think charters really don't have that standard way of kind of oversight and how we look at and how we evaluate different schools.
And is anybody looking to try and bridge these gaps?
I do think there are groups and individuals that want to bridge those gaps. However, because charter schools have become so contentious, it's almost as if they've become this line in the sand, and you're either for or against charter schools. And this has made it really, really difficult to have the real dialogue that we need to about where are charter schools effective, what are they contributing, what are our deep concerns, what do we need to keep a watch on, what do we need to maybe constrain, what do we need to move forward on. And so I think really thinking about first more open information about the range of charters and then really getting at the heart and the difficult debates about what those questions are and those dilemmas. And when those dilemmas are complicated ones like economics, funding, power, they're difficult to have.